listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 437. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the place where we dive deep into strategy, leadership, mindset, and everything in between to help women like you scale your business. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm a business consultant, speaker, and former mental health clinician. And this today is going to be a big episode, because if you're like most of the women I work with, the ones who come to me, and you're wearing initially come to me, not when they worked with me for a while, because we changed that shit up fairly quickly. But if you come to me and you're wearing all the hats, you're the CEO, customer service, marketing, sales, tech, admin, and let's be honest, also probably school drop-off and family manager too. Here's the truth. Delegation equals expansion. And if you want to scale your business without burning out, you have to start releasing control and build a team. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through the mindset shift, the strategic moves, and the practical steps you need to take to delegate with confidence and step into that true CEO leadership role in order for you to be able to scale that business. I want to start with a big one, and this big one is a myth. The myth that control equals success. So many business owners, especially women, hold everything close because it feels safer to us. You know, we start saying to ourselves, if I do it all, nothing will fall through the cracks. Or I might say to myself, no one can do it like me. Or some of the clients I say, but what if they stuff it up? I get it. I've been there. But here's the kicker. Holding on to control is costing you more than you think. It leads to decision fatigue because you're the only one making every call. It's going to lead to burnout potentially because you're working way more in the business than on it. And it also, guess what? It leads to bottlenecks where your clients, team, and revenue are waiting on you to move. So what got you where you are right now is not going to get you to where you want to go. And so if here is the overwhelm, exhausted, and stuck, something's got to give here, my friend. So here's what happens when you start to delegate with intention. You create space. Space for strategy, space for visibility, space for creativity, space for leadership. Because the truth is, you are not meant to do it all. When you hire support and build a team, you're not just buying time, you're buying expansion. You're building a business that doesn't collapse when you take a single day off. You're giving your clients a better experience because your team has capacity. And most importantly, you're stepping back into your zone of genius, the space where you do your most impactful work. Your zone of genius is not responding to client emails at 11 p.m. Your zone of genius is not formatting Canva graphics or chasing invoices. It's leading, it's selling, it's creating, it's vision. Now, signs that you might be ready to hire. Let me ask you the following. And do any of these sound familiar to you? You're working 10 plus hour days and still can't get ahead. You're constantly putting out fires and reacting instead of being proactive. You say yes to everything because you don't have support. You hit a revenue plateau and can't scale any further on your own. If you're nodding your head to any of these, this is your sign you're ready to hire. And I know hiring feels scary. You might be thinking, but I don't have the money, or what if I hire the wrong person? Here's the reality. You can't afford not to hire. Let me repeat that. You can't afford not to hire. Because if you're maxed out, your business is capped too. And the longer you wait, the longer you stay stuck. Now, if you're sitting there going, I don't have money, I call bullshit. If you are in a business, you are in a business that also needs to take risk. And you've got to be able to take risk, and you need to be able to find money to hire that first team member. I'm not saying team collectively, one person, 5 to 10 to 15 hours a week to help you to start getting out of working in the business and allowing you to work on the business. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend, Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. Reduce the coffees that you drink. Stop buying handbags. Stop going to get your hair done more frequently. Do your nails at home. Stop buying a million clothes that you only wear twice. Find the money because it is more accessible than what you think. Invest in yourself. Invest in the things that are going to have that biggest impact. And hiring is one of them. So what should you delegate first? Let's break it down really simply. Start with energy drainers. The tasks that make you groan, procrastinate, or put off, you know, those things that you put off for days. Then look at the time suckers, things that take hours but don't bring in any direct revenue. And finally, I tell my clients, outsource the stuff outside of your zone of genius. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. Some of the best first hires I help my clients make include things like hiring a VA to handle inbox scheduling, onboarding, and admin, or hiring a tech support or online business manager with those back-end systems. Even I suggest customer service assistant to respond to clients quickly, social media scheduler to get content off your plate, and sometimes even hiring an in-home help like a maid or a cleaner 4 or 5 hours a week can help you substantially to be able to create space and expansion. And yes, these aren't massive hires. I'm not asking you to build massive teams. You don't need massive teams to be successful. But what I am asking you to do is to hire to be able to free up hours. Because when you free up hours, you free up your headspace. Now, one of the biggest fears I hear my clients say when hiring is, what if they can't do it right? The simple answer to that, set them up to succeed. Create SOPs, which are simply standard operating procedures. Have a solid onboarding process. Use clear communication channels like Slack or ClickUp, and make sure that you're meeting with them regularly. Because you're going to go from a solopreneur to a people manager, and you've got to be able to help lead them and guide them. And yes, mistakes will happen. That's part of growth. But your job isn't to do it perfectly. Your job is to lead. And leading means empowering your team to step up, not hovering over their shoulder. Remember, leadership isn't about perfection. It's about direction, culture, and trust. I get asked, Ange, well, if I know I'm ready to hire and I've made the sacrifice that I'm going to invest, where do I find these amazing humans? Two of these amazing humans that I have on my team are from the amazing Michelle, the owner of Outsourcing Crew. They are part of my crew. They are in the Philippines and they're absolutely brilliant. And no, I do not pay them $3 and $5 an hour. I pay them a proper wage through Outsourcing Crew because I value them as women in business too. And yes, they are cheaper than an Australian VA. And I do have Australian VAs too, but there are certain tasks that the Filipino ladies can do versus what my Australian team can do. And so I also treat them just like an equal. They are part of my team. They get flowers when they start. They get birthday gifts. They get bonuses at Christmas, everything else. They have been nothing but brilliant for the growth of my team. So if you're looking at hiring and you're ready to rock and roll, then reach out to Michelle, who is the owner of Outsourcing Crew. I want to leave you with this. If you keep holding on to everything, your business will hold on to you. But when you delegate, when you trust, when you let go, you create the space you need to expand. So ask yourself the following, what's one thing I could delegate this week? Then ask yourself, what would it feel like to have more space, more energy, more flow? And then I want you to ask yourself, am I ready to lead or do I still want to manage everything? And if you're ready to build your dream team but don't know where to start, make sure to send me an email over at info@angelahenderson.com.au, or you can head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au. We can chat about how I can support you inside of my mastermind, one-on-one strategies, etc. So we can start understanding what you need to delegate, how you delegate, how we create those SOPs, and how we lead. And don't forget to rate and review the show and share this episode with a business bestie who needs to hear that delegation is not defeat, but it is leadership. Thanks so much for tuning in today to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. And I look forward to you to joining me again for next week's episode. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.